This is New England Public Media. It's back to the classroom for many elementary-age school children in Massachusetts starting today. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Today, most Massachusetts public elementary schools are returning to full-time in-person learning, but with all the health protocols, that classroom experience won't be nearly the same as it was before the pandemic. Matt, last week, schools reported more than 1,000 cases of COVID-19 among students and staff. That's the most yet in the state. But officials have argued that transmission is largely not occurring in schools. So how big of a test is this week for the Baker administration?
It's huge, and Governor Baker is not alone among governors around the country. The New York Times writing over the weekend about Governor Baker being one of several governors pushing schools to return to the classroom after months and months of remote learning, which many experts feel is detrimental to kids. But you're right, the increase in the number of cases reported in schools coinciding with what we're seeing is an uptick across the state, more than 2,200 new cases reported on Saturday. We'll see the Sunday numbers from Easter later on today. But certainly the trend lines in Massachusetts are going in the wrong direction. Hospitals still have a capacity to handle those who are getting sick, and there's concern about variants. But these next few weeks, as vaccinations are expected to ramp up, the governor is going to be looking and hoping that they can start to control these numbers. And that includes in schools, where he's invested a good deal of his own political capital in pushing schools to reopen and bring students back. Many of these cases, like you said, could be occurring elsewhere and just happening to school people, teachers, staff, students, but they're going to hope and look to take every precaution they can to avoid transmission in these school buildings, many of which are older type buildings.
After a year of pandemic, not only difficult for individuals, local governments, but also challenging for lawmakers, later this week, the state's top finance deputy is set to testify about that dizzying array of federal funding sources that are plowing tens of billions of dollars into Massachusetts. Will administration and finance secretary Michael Heffernan tell lawmakers anything that they don't already know?
Potentially, this economic stimulus package that passed the House, the American Rescue Plan, it's full of so many pots of money and so much money that it can be difficult at times to just wrap your head around it. Last week, the same committee chaired by Rep. Dan Hunt of Dorchester welcomed an official with the National Economic Council from the White House to testify. They said that by May 10th, the Treasury Department should have more very specific rules about how this money can be spent, which will give state officials a greater deal of comfort in laying out how they want to allocate this money. But there are so many buckets, and we learned last week that between the economic stimulus package that passed in December, signed by President Trump, then this new one signed by President Biden, there is close to $1 billion new dollars going into rental assistance. This is allowing the Baker administration to greatly pump up their eviction diversion program to try and keep people in their homes who are still struggling with paying their rent because of workforce issues and their own health. So there could be a number of new programs like this getting infusions of cash that we could learn about from Secretary Heffernan. So it'll be an interesting one to watch.
And Matt, you reported quite a bit in the past week about student loans and the debate on the federal level, including a number of Massachusetts Democrats, about whether to forgive debt. What should we be looking for in the coming days?
Yeah, U.S. Senator Warren, Representative Diana Presley, and A.G. Maura Healey both loudly calling for President Biden to use his executive authority to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt. They see this as not only an equity issue, one that will help low-income students climb out of debt that they took on to go to college, but also one that could help jumpstart the economy as we try and come out of this pandemic, allowing people saddled with debt to put it into their businesses, to use that money to buy new homes, to make purchases in the economy. So the White House saying last week that President Biden was considering his options, that he hadn't actually ruled this off the table as he had once suggested. He had asked for Congress to forgive $10,000, but they are waiting for a legal memo from the U.S. Department of Education. So we will be watching to see if that comes and how quickly the president acts. This is probably not something that's going to happen immediately, but student debt, I think, is an issue that we're not going to see go away soon. The legislature has tried to address this by passing a student borrower's bill of rights to make student loan carriers aware of their responsibilities to their borrowers. And I think this is something we're going to continue to see politicians talk about as we come out of this pandemic and look towards the recovery.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website, nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.